Students around the country are taking part in a global climate strike calling for urgent action on climate change. Second and third level students have cut classes today to attend protests in Dublin, Cork and Galway. For many, it's their first time participating in school strikes for climate since the pandemic began, when restrictions halted the momentum of the movement. Our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy has been speaking to some of the students at UCC.
My name is Alicia O'Sullivan. I'm a second year law student at UCC and I'm also the environmental officer at the UCC Students' Union. And I'm demonstrating today because I think we need more climate action, not just in Ireland but globally and internationally, and to support countries that maybe don't have the money to have a just transition and to be able to really support people to transition to a greener future.
What do you think about the steps being taken to halt climate change in this country?
I think we're getting there. I think the new climate bill was definitely a stepping stone. I think there's no reason to shame on that. I think it's a really good step forward for us, but I think we definitely need to do more. We have a huge dependency on agriculture in this country. Something we need to do is support farmers to make that transition, not shame them and tell them that they're doing the wrong thing, and support them to do the better thing, which is to bring everyone together and create climate action.
I'm Amy O'Brien. I'm a climate activist with Fridays for Future, and I'm also the host of the Sustainable Sleepover Club podcast. So I'm here today in UCC because Fridays for Future has a global strike today. That means that people are striking all across the world, including in Cork, in the city. And UCC today are holding a pre-strike rally to get loads of people involved and to spread like that solidarity in UCC.
My name's Asha Woodhouse and I'm the president of UCC Students' Union. I suppose I'm here today, firstly, in my role as president of the Students' Union, you know, I'm mandated to support groups, student groups, external groups in their fight along climate action, and to support, like, calling for the government to take climate action.
Asha Woodhouse, president of UCC Students' Union, speaking there to Pascal Sheehy.